Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And fellow foodies, happy Saturday, happy weekend to all you foodies across Southern Arizona who are listening now on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour at our broadcast location for this afternoon. Indeed, we are live from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline Drive, just a little bit east of Campbell on the north side of the street, and we're going to be talking with Chef Albert Hall during the second half of the show, who's going to talk to us a little bit about this real food concept. And what do you mean by real food? But I'll tell you what, I know what happy hour is all about here at Acacia, and he's got a great happy hour experience for you. The place is starting to fill up. We've got all kinds of friends here just rocking and rolling here at Acacia, and people come out from far and wide every Saturday, because starting at 5 o'clock, Albert's got this great hand-battered pole-caught cod fish fry with crispy fries, all you can eat tonight, foodies, for only $12. So the party is just getting underway. I'm enjoying a lovely craft beer, a Dragoon IPA from the new Dragoon Brewing Company down there on Grant and I-10. I love what's happening in the craft beer scene in Tucson. But there's so much to talk about this hour. We've got an action-packed show, and sitting in the celebrity host, celebrity co-host seat again. It's been a long time since he's been on the show. A world traveler in his own right, founder and publisher of TheWineEnquirer.com, Jim Cedar.
So tell me, are you scouring through the appetizer part of the menu for some real food? I see you writing furiously on my left, and I think you're taking orders.
I tell you what, I mean, real food is, what other kind of food is there? But they roll out this great happy hour menu, and I can't even begin to put into words the kinds of things that Albert has selected for the happy hour menu. In fact, there's things on this menu, Jim Cedar, that you will not find at any other restaurant. We're really, it's just a privilege for us to be back here celebrating the Tucson Originals. Chef Albert Hall and Acacia have been a part of the Originals since nearly the beginning, and celebrating all of the wonderful independent, locally owned restaurants in town that really helped to put Tucson on the culinary map across the country. Now, you spent a lot of time here going across the country from north, south, east, and west, drinking and eating your way from coast to coast, but you actually are just back from Europe, where you've actually done a little wine drinking. Talk about your trip.
Well, we spent about a little over 2 weeks in Bordeaux, both on the right and the left bank, on a video tour. I'm interviewing nearly 20 different, producers, different estates, names that almost anybody who's a wine connoisseur would recommend. And just a fascinating experience, all the way from culturally to learning more about what Bordeaux wine is really all about, and the fact that, like so many other regions, wine regions there, you really can't paint Bordeaux with a single paintbrush. I mean, you would be better served to call the left bank, East Bordeaux, and to call the west the right bank West Bordeaux, just like you would. Instead of calling Rhone, you have Northern Rhone, Southern Rhone.
Right.
It's the same thing in Burgundy, the Côte de Nuits, the Côte de Beaune. So it's really a very diverse area, despite the fact that we call it Bordeaux. And I think when most people think of it, they think about the very, very expensive, collectible, high end. But there is so much delicious wine there at every different level. And there is so much education to be learned there that it's just it's a fascinating trip.
So when you know you're going to be going to France for 2 weeks.
No, I'm not taking you this time.
Darn, you knew where I was going. But when you think about how you're putting together your time in 2 weeks, knowing who you want to see, what you want to see, what you want to taste, experiencing really all of the dimensions that the wine countries have in France, how do you even begin preparing for that kind of an encounter?
Well, I think there are one of two ways in general to go. You can either go with a tour agency, who will clearly orchestrate and set everything up for you. The plus side of that is that you don't have any organizational pressures on you. The downside is that you may not get to visit as many of the estates that you'd like. But if you do it yourself, what I would really advocate anybody do, and this is not just Bordeaux, but this is for Rhone, for Burgundy, for Italy, do your homework.
Right.
And do it way ahead of time. I don't mean 3 or 4 months. I mean start 6, 8, 10 months ahead of time.
Wow.
In terms of where you want to go, who you'd like to see, and then start crafting out email letters and communications with some of these people. Be incredibly polite, be very humble, let them know who you are. If you do it far enough ahead of time, you have a very good chance of having some world-class visits for yourself, but you really need to do your homework. A lot of the vintners want to make you work very hard to find them.
Great. You know, I mean, I'm sitting here starstruck, Jim Cedar, because as you're talking, you know who just walks in the door? Frankie Santos from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks is in the house. I mean, every time Frankie walks in, I feel like I'm in South Philadelphia. That's just the way he has that influence over me. But anyway, what about preparing your palate for going over to France for 2 weeks? I mean, you have like an intense wine calisthenics program that you go through?
You know, I think it just depends upon, you know, where you're at in terms of just a wine connoisseur. Are you a wine novice? Are you a wine connoisseur? You know, what are you looking to taste more of or to start tasting? I think one of the wonderful advantages about being in one area for a prolonged period of time is that your palate really begins to learn what the different tasting profiles are like. And then eventually it actually gets to your brain, and your brain starts to remember this. So you really learn the profiles of those wines versus stopping by for a day here, a day in different regions.
Exactly. So wine's good for the brain.
Well, it's worked with mine so far, although I'm not sure my wife would agree with that. But there's really nothing to compare with saying, I'm going to taste every day for 2 weeks a certain style wine. And you really learn to appreciate what it's all about. And you also learn to appreciate the nuances. You might say, well, I'm going to Bordeaux. I'm going to be on the left bank. Okay, it's all the same. It's not the same. From north to south, there are very definite differences in profiles. And if you taste enough, you begin to understand what they mean by, you know, certain profiles of, you know, there might be a profile in northern Bordeaux of a wine that tastes more, you know, like licorice-y and dark blackberry and crème de cassis and incense and smoke and charcoal. You get to the Margaux area and suddenly you're dealing with mixed red and black fruits. You're dealing with flowers,
right,
crushed rocks,
right,
a softer profile. So it differs, and the more you taste, the more you'll appreciate it.
And so the guests that come across your website, and you know, you have really built, I think, the destination online program for wine enthusiasts really all across the Grand Canyon State. And I'm sure that you're going to be populating your website with videos and some stories that you learned about as you were over there in France. But in terms of wineinquirer.com, talk a little bit about the site, what kind of features and functions you have, and what it really means to someone who is like us here in Arizona who loves great wine and want to learn a little bit more.
Well, there are two elements. Number one is the fact that it's a site with roughly about 10 segments, and there's all different levels of wine education, from a novice to an expert. There's everything from a wine education column to a collector's column to video, wine and health, everything and anything in between. So that's sort of one aspect. The second is that we're redesigning the site, which the new one should be up by September 1st, and really promises to be a very, very warm, sleek, still very user-friendly appearance for people. So all the same segments will be there, the same writers will be there. But we've been up now for maybe 4 years this October, and we thought that this was a good time. That this was a good time to go ahead and revamp this and kind of catch up to the traffic that we've had, which leading into Bordeaux and actually now post Bordeaux has seen just a phenomenal increase in both Facebook and Wine and Cryer traffic. So it's a good time for that.
That's great. And you have become a media professional in your own right. You have really sort of discovered the potential that is inherent in social media. So wineinquirer.com really is the centerpiece of the Cedar Media universe. But you also have a very active Twitter account, Wine Inquirer. You have a very active Facebook account. And I just encourage all of our listeners to get to know Jim Cedar a little bit better, find out what interests him in the world of wine, share with him. I mean, it's very an interactive experience. Join him on Facebook, join him on Twitter, www.wineinquirer, and that's with an I, Inquirer, not like the old magazine, but Wine Inquirer.
Although we own the one with the E, too.
Oh, you do? Very smart. See, you're a sophisticate. You're a media
sophisticate. Well, I wouldn't want to go that far.
Anyway, we're talking to Jim Cedar, our celebrity co-host for the full hour of The Wine Enquirer, and we're coming to you live from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street, where Chef Albert Hall has rolled out the red carpet for all of our friends this afternoon. We are broadcasting deep in the heart of Happy Hour, where there's all kinds of great Happy Hour specials. And starting at 5 o'clock tonight, it's Chef Albert Hall's famous Fish Fry Saturday. And from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you can do all you can eat of these beauties for only $12 a person. Well, speaking of beauties, I always look for the segue, Jim Cedar. Speaking of beauties, there's one beauty in my mind that when I think about wine and I think about the world of the grape and I think about the love story of wine, the pathway goes to one person only in this community. And her name is Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Hey, Yvonne.
How you doing, Matt, on this beautiful Tucson day?
Yeah, I mean, who knew this was July? I mean, it's a lovely clouds. It's cool. A little bit of a sprinkling of precipitation just reminds us of this wonderful place we call home here in the summertime. And how about a glass of wine to enjoy this afternoon?
Oh, man, it's the perfect day for drinking wine. Just sitting out and waiting for the storm to show up.
Well, I tell you what, the patio over there at Catavinos is one of the greatest places just sort of people watch and watch the storm go by and do it over great companionship and great conversation and really a feast of world-class wines that I challenge our listeners to find at any other retail space here in Southern Arizona. But Yvonne Fouché, you have a tall order, my friend. You have an entire week to scan the landscape of all the great wines that you have there at Catavinos, and you arrive at just the right one that is going to satisfy the sophisticated palate of Jim Cedar, which I'll tell you is not an easy thing to do. What is the wine of the week this week, Yvonne?
Oh, Matt, you're going to love what I've picked out this week. And you're right. This one I put a lot of thought into and energy, and I'm just really in love with this wine. And what I picked out is the Ruta 22 Malbec out of Argentina. So this wine is just so, it's an old world, new world wine, in my opinion. And I happen to love the old world wines because they're complex. They have those deep flavors. They're very complicated. And then the new world, when you go and add that in, it's got all these wonderful fruit flavors that keep you coming back for more, loving the nose and keep drinking it. So this Ruta 22 Malbec, it just has such a deep ruby color. It's got all these blue fruits. There's blueberries in it and blackberries in it. It's got some plums. It's got that hint of vanilla that comes from the oak and some chocolate on it. It's got some firm, yet the tannins, they're very firm, yet they're real silky and velvety. It's a very interesting. So I describe this as an old world, new world kind of wine, which is probably where my own personal palate lies. It leaves you with a smooth wine, yet it's real lively. So this wine is wonderful.
You know, it's funny.
Obviously, out of Patagonia, Argentina.
Beautiful. It's funny you talk about firm tannins. You know, I'm actually taking a look at Jim Cedar's tannins right now, and they look pretty firm, Yvonne. I mean, as far as tannins go, Jim Cedar's got the firmest tannins in Southern Arizona.
You know, my wife may get just a little suspicious here.
But anyway, Yvonne, this sounds like a glorious wine, this Ruta 22 from Argentina Malbec. Is that 100% Malbec on this bottle?
Oh, yeah. This one's 100% Malbec.
Beautiful, deep ruby and chocolate and fruit. And, Jim, what does this bottle sound like to you?
It sounds like a Malbec.
It sounds like a Malbec.
Yvonne, what type of food, what style do you like to pair this with?
Oh, well, you know, this would go well. Anything out of Argentina obviously goes well with any kind of meat. You've got, you know, barbecue meat or roast meat, you name it. It also would go good with some firm cheeses that have some depth to it, a nice smoky cheese, something like
yes.
that. It goes with stout
beautiful.
Fish. So, you know, this wine, it wants something that's going to stand up to it.
And so with this beautifully complex and very approachable bottle of Malbec, what's the price point of this bad boy?
Well, you know, Matt, once we start getting into the high-end stuff at the shop, this one's $13.99. So, you know, we're pushing the envelope here. But it's worth every penny of it.
I'm pretty sure Jim Cedar did not find a bottle of wine in Bordeaux for $13.99.
No, actually, I struggled to find a glass for $13.99.
Anyway, one of the things that that you might not know about Yvonne Fouché, if you're a first-time listener, she stocks more than 350 wines from all over the world, and there's not an entire bottle of wine in the entire store that is over $15 a bottle. Now, you've got this Malbec showcased as the wine of the week, and you're doing this great wine tasting, which happens every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. A few more hours left in today's tasting. What are some of the other wines in the lineup?
Well, you know what, Matt? This is very interesting because I decided this week to do a versus, a kind of a duel. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do Cabs and Malbec. So we're going to taste them side by side, and we're going to start digging out where does it really, where does the rubber meet the road? So this is a Cab versus Malbec tasting, and we're starting with two rosés. So we have a rosé of Cab, and we have a rosé of Malbec. And then we move on to a couple Old World Cabernets, an Old World Cabernet, an Old World Malbec, and then we move to a New World Cabernet and a Malbec. And so it's been very successful and very interesting, and a lot of people have come in and been very surprised at what they're finding in this tasting. So this has been a really good one. So it's Cabs versus Malbec.
Cabs versus Malbecs. I know where my money is, but anyway, your money should be at Catavino's tonight over on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Get to know Yvonne, get to know her family, get to know Cuvée, get to know the entire Catavino's experience. It's wonderful. I promise you, you're not going to go away empty-headed. Yvonne, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Matt. Bye now.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break. We're going to thank a couple sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about some party action at La Encantada. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour here at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street. And we're talking to our celebrity co-host for the full hour from the Wine Enquirer, Jim Cedar's in the house. Having a good time.
Yeah, I'm busy watching the Olympics right now. Can you go ahead and just, you know, talk to your guest?
You know, I felt like someone should say all rise because Chef Albert Hall just walked in. You know, this place is moving and grooving. This is one of our favorite culinary destinations.
Where do you get your language from?
I read the Jim Cedar
Oh, I don't use moving and grooving. Don't look at me when you use those words.
Eddie, you know, Jim Cedar, you know, we love to eat. We love to drink. And, you know, we have to exercise every now and then. It's a public service that we do for ourselves and for the community. And our next guest is here to talk about an opportunity to enjoy some great food, enjoy some great cocktails, and actually do your body a favor and get out and get some exercise. He's the organizer of something called Meet Me at La Encantada, and his name is Tim Bentley. What's going on, man?
How you doing, Matt? Good to see you. Thanks for having us up here. I've been watching this storm run across the valley. What a great view up here.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's just amazing, and it's wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably one of the best views, I think, in southern Arizona. It's just the beautiful city lights when they start twinkling when the sun goes down. You know, a lot of people twinkle when the sun goes down. I think even Jim Cedar twinkles when the sun goes down with his firm tannins
Well, it depends on how much wine I've had. It's whether I twinkle
Which
or not.
Which is why I'm going to be out of here before the sun goes down.
Anyway, so we actually conveniently, Tim Bentley, happen to be juxtaposed against La Encantada right now. I learned a little bit about this thing called Meet Me at La Encantada, where you promise great food, great drinks, great camaraderie, great companionship, and you're actually doing your body a favor by getting out and moving. What is this whole idea all about?
Meet Me at La Encantada, if your listeners are familiar with Meet Me at Maynard's, Meet Me at La Encantada is the same activity. It's a free, and that's we stress that it's a free run, walk at La Encantada every Wednesday. We start checking in at 5:15, and we walk at 5:45. We walk and run at 5:45. It's a free activity. We're sponsored by La Encantada. And like you said, we want to get people out. We want to get people fit. Our motto is really community fitness, and that means your body. We want you to be healthy, but we also want to support our local restaurants and merchants here in town. Meet Me at Maynard's is on their 172nd Monday, straight Mondays.
Wow.
And Meet Me at La Encantada is going to be on their 22nd Wednesday.
And what was the impetus? There I go with my I'm using the big words today, Jim. What was the whole sort of inspiration to making this such a community event? And it's not just, you know, putting up a sign and say, hey, come and jog around the courtyard. This really is something
people
that the community is invested in.
You know, people can find free runs all over town, but we really wanted to drive people to support the local merchants and get out, get fit. And that's our motto and our cheer is to get out. We want to make sure that people are getting out, they're getting healthy with their parents and their families and their kids. But, you know, like you said, one of the great parts of working out is relaxing afterwards.
Right.
And so what we do is we involve our area restaurants. All of the restaurants at La Encantada, many of the restaurants on this corner offer discounts to our Emily, and that's what we call it, MMLE. Emily.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Yes,
I like
cute.
That. Is that yours, Tim?
It's not quite.
Are you going to take credit for that?
It's not quite as bad as Twinkling, but it's Emily. But no, so Emily athletes and they get great discounts. North, Armitage, Raw, they all offer Blanco discounts. They've extended their happy hour.
Is there like a wristband or
get a hand stamp? You come
okay.
in and you register for free. You sign up. You get a hand stamp. You come out and walk with us. You come out and run with us.
Why does he keep looking at me like, you know, first he looked at me about keeping your body in shape, and the next one is come out and run with us, and I feel like I'm being watched here.
Because if I do it, I'll kick him off the show if he looks at me. That's how it works.
And we also have other activities. We have Tai Chi, which can, okay.
I wish you'd stop touching me.
And we have Tai Chi. We have yoga. We just introduced Wildcat CrossFit Kids, so we have activities for kids. We have a boot camp. You know, so lots of great activities at La Encantada. All ages, really. So
moms, dads, kids.
From 4 years old to 84 years old. So come out. We have a great program called the Walkout, which is right at 6 o'clock. We walk out. We walk with a doc. We have two doctors that walk with us, and you can ask them questions. We stop and do exercises along the way.
For all levels of fitness.
All levels of fitness. So we have people that come that are just starting their fitness activity. They come and they walk and they graduate to the running activities. They bring their kids and they do CrossFit and play games. You know, and it's just really to get people out, kind of connect with your community. That's one of the things that we see as the outgrowth is people really make those connections and feel a sense of community.
And I think one of the sort of hallmarks of the success of this event is your robust group of sponsors that have really come out to say, you know what, this is something that culturally we believe in as organizations. Give your sponsors some love, Tim.
Well, we have a lot of great sponsors, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Tucson Electric Power, Southern Arizona Roadrunners, Jim Click. You know, all of them support community fitness.
Wonderful.
The community, get fit, get out, get healthy. And that means taking care of yourself and taking care of our merchants in town.
And I think, you know, this talking about community, it really has started to kind of extend beyond the La Encantada proper boundaries. In fact, you've reached out to a couple of restaurants.
Just across the street, we've just added Jasper, and I'm very excited. I just met with Albert, and I'm very excited to announce that he's added himself, and we're going to add him to our repertoire.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He's going to extend happy hour till he closes, so he'll extend happy hour till 9 o'clock, 15% off of their dining menu.
Fantastic.
And I just talked to Lila, and she says, can I expand that a little bit? And I said, you can do whatever you want.
Wow. So they're in.
They're in.
They are completely in. The opportunity. And, you know, this is that great community. And it's not just the Foothills folks. People are coming from all across Southern Arizona.
We track by zip codes, and we've got people coming from all across the metro area to come, work out, get fit, get healthy. Our Maynard's athletes are coming up. So it's really just – it's kind of this urban assault. You know, we're really kind of taking over the community to make sure that everybody's getting fit and getting healthy. And our restaurants – are loving it.
That's great. We've got about 30 seconds left. How can everybody find out more about Meet Me at La Encantada?
Well, they can go to meetmeatlaencantada.com. They can find us on Facebook. They can come up and see us on Wednesdays. We start checking people in at 5:15 in the lower level in the courtyard there. Like I said, it's a free run. It's a free walk with set activities, Tai Chi, yoga, kids activities.
And you can wear whatever you want.
You can wear whatever you want.
You can walk. So when you're done, you can walk into Armitage, have a lovely glass of wine, some of the great boards, and I'm going to be in a tank top and shorts. Sorry
totally.
To do that to you.
We take
if that's
over.
A disturbing vision,
Tim.
We
take over Blanco. We take over Armitage. We take over all the restaurants. They love it.
Anyway.
And La Encantada is having a great time with it.
Meet me at laencantada.com. We're talking to Tim Bentley, one of the organizers of this great community event. Tim, thank you so much for everything you've done in this community. You're one of my heroes, and you just keep up the great work.
Matt, thank you very much for having us, and we'll see you on Wednesday, right?
Absolutely. I'll be there, shorts and all. Anyway, we're going to take a quick Fox News break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, Chef Albert Hall is in the house. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1. Don't go away.
Hey, Arizona, how you doing? Guy Fieri from the Food Network, and I know you are digging it when you're listening to On the Menu Live with Matt Ressel.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Ressel broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline just east of Campbell on the north side of the street. Come on, everyone knows where Acacia is, and we are going to be unveiling in just about 27 more minutes this great Saturday fish fry that Chef Albert Hall has lovingly put together for you. And we're talking a fish fry unlike any other across southern Arizona. We're talking about hand-battered pole-caught cod with crispy fries. And it's not just a plate. In fact, it's all you can eat from 5 to 9 o'clock here in the bar. One of our favorite happy hours is here. Jim Cedar from the Wine and Choir having a nice beverage. What are you drinking, Jim?
It's called water, Matt.
You're drinking water on a Food and Wine radio show. Well, I'm going with the Dragoon IPA. Dragoon, one of our new craft brewers down there on Grant, just west of I-10. I love what they're doing. And speaking of love, it's all about the segue. There's a man here that I think is one of the few culinary artists that has really helped to put Tucson on the culinary map across the country. And he does it with love, and he does it with intention. And it's a privilege to be able to sit down with him yet again. His name is Chef Albert Hall. What's up, amigo?
How are you?
Doing great. And, you know, we just love being here at Acacia. We just put a picture up on our website of on our Facebook page of this great lounge. I think one of the best lounge environments in all of southern Arizona. I mean, what's the magic here?
Well, look at the monsoon rolling in.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best seat in the house over there.
It's a phenomenal view, but it's so much more than the view.
Yeah.
It's got a good vibe to it.
Yeah.
Real good vibe to it.
Yeah, and it's all about vibe. And the vibe, I think, sort of goes through the atmosphere, and the vibe goes through the cocktail list and the wine list.
You're getting way too philosophical and spiritual here.
You know, the vibe of the menu, for crying out loud.
It does, though. The vibe goes around Jim, down the bar.
No, actually,
I
wish the vibe would lead me to the bar.
That's right. Well, you know what? Just follow me, because if you're looking for a great bar, get behind Matt Ressel, because I'm going to get you there safely, and you can get Entourage to take you home safely afterwards. Anyway, Chef Albert Hall of Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. You know, inquiring minds want to know, Chef Albert Hall. You talk about real food. Now, we understand that there's food and that there's real food. What is this whole idea of real food and building a whole restaurant around that concept?
You know, the real food concept is I think, the concept of the future. We try our best to source our foods locally, to buy sustainable, all-natural, healthful, just great food.
I feel better already.
It's no secret, you know. I mean, it's you are what you eat.
That's exactly right. And you know, when you have that kind of intention when it comes to thoughtfully putting together a menu that is made up of local ingredients, local, you know, community sourced ingredients, you know, sometimes, you know, it's easy to cut corners, and sometimes that means you might have to spend a little bit more money. But the fact that you really have built this menu in such a way that is not requiring you to take a second mortgage out on your house, I mean, I love what you've done with the food and the fact that you've made it all so darn affordable here.
Well, there's no point in making money now. I mean, why all of a sudden? No, you know, we feel like we have some value-added items on our menu for sure. And I think that just you know, taking a little bit more time to think about what we're sourcing and how we're sourcing it.
Right.
Makes all the difference in the world.
Right. You know, we're here, as I say, broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour. And, you know, here at Acacia, you know, I think you guys have sort of helped to redefine what happy hour really is all about, because it makes me happy whenever I come in here. As a matter of fact, I remember sending you a note after my last happy hour here, and I think I had the chicken and Havarti. They were like potstickers or dumplings.
Dumplings, yeah.
And the sauce that you serve those with, I think I asked you if you could do like a thirst buster of that.
Well, you were doing shots of the sauce.
I'm doing shots of the sauce, which is openly encouraged here at Acacia. You know, I'm just fascinated by the attention that you give to a meal that you serve at something called happy hour. Talk about your happy hour menu.
Well, you know, our happy hour is 6 days a week, and it would be 7 days a week, but we're closed on Mondays through the summer. Come September, a little bit after Labor Day, we're going to open on Monday,
right.
But we do it from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., so typically it's an hour longer than everybody else is doing it. Plus, we're doing it on the weekend, which is fun. In addition to that, I think our offering is super affordable. Our food choices range from $5 to $7. You can come in during happy hour and get the fish and chips for $7.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. We've got some other stuff that we're going to be tasting here, too, that's on the happy hour menu.
No, I'm looking forward to that. Now, let's talk about the special tonight. Okay, so Saturday Fish Fry. I mean, you guys have really kind of owned that space, I think, in a way that is, I think, responsible. Because it's not just a fish fry. I mean, you're talking whole caught cod.
Yeah, but typically Saturday isn't the fish fry day.
Right. Friday is the day.
But no, Friday is paella day.
Oh, that's right.
We do paella on Friday.
Oh, man.
It's a paella for two. It comes with a choice. You get a choice of red or white sangria, one glass of sangria, for two people, $30.
All together?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it cost you $25 just for the saffron, for crying out loud.
Well, you know what? I have to tell you, it's one of those things where... It's good. You know, if I can sell it for two, I can make a little money on it. Again, it's a value-added item.
Yeah, you've been doing paella for, you know, a good long time here, and I love, you know, sort of your unique interpretations on paella. And let me tell you, folks, I've had it here many times. When he says paella for two, it's paella for two. It's not just, you know, an extra large size that, you know, someone like me can sort of get through.
Except when Matt goes out with his wife, it probably becomes a paella for one. Hey, Albert, I have a question for you. You know, I remember hearkening way back to college days and a little bit more so, how popular sangria was, seems to have sort of disappeared, and suddenly in the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's come sort of filtering back up again, not just here, but in other places, other cities around the country. I'd just like to hear your opinion as to what you're seeing in terms of the interest in sangria.
Well, you know, it never really went out of style in Spain.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they drink it. It's like
you're right. It's kind of like it's kind of like rosé and Provence. You know, it never comes out.
It's the breakfast of champions in Spain. Yeah. Right?
Exactly. But what about here, states, just locally? You know, what you find in terms of consumer interest in sangria?
Let me back up a little bit. You know, my earliest recollections of sangria were a wine called Bally High. Produced by Gallo,
Oh, there you go.
Now, this was back in the 70s.
There we go. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. It's basically the fruit punch of dumpster divers. I'm not sure exactly what you'd want to call it, but that's my earliest recollection. And, you know, it's kind of as hot as it is in Arizona, it just seems smart to drink something cold, iced, with a nice fruit freshness to it. Sangria.
Yeah,
sangria. It's a perfect patio wine.
And the sweetness of the sangria paired alongside that, you know, the earthiness of that paella and the fresh seafood. I mean, it's a gorgeous pairing. You feel like, you know, you've just been transported to Spain, to Argentina. And again, saffron, not the cheapest spice there is. So again, the fact that you're pricing dinner for two, paella for two, at, what'd you say, $30?
$30.
With the wine, unbelievable. So talk about this fish fry, because I saw pole caught, right? So, I mean, are you out there, you know, at the base of the Rialto?
And I guess it would conjure a vision of men leaning over the ship with their poles, which isn't exactly how they do it. They have some rigging that has a couple of poles that go out off the side. But they are indeed poles, and they do have several lines coming off of them. So.
And you have this all-you-can-eat special every Saturday from 5
every
to 9.
Saturday.
Right here in the lounge. You know, to call it a bar is just a complete injustice, Jim Cedar.
I agree.
Mean, this is really a lounge. For folks that have never been to a Cajun, have really never had a chance to feast on your menu, talk a little bit about the menu and how you've prepared. You've got some vegetarian dishes. You've got a wonderful beef dish. I've had your filet here before, your tortilla soup. Talk about the range of items that you have on your menu.
Well, you know, acacia is really, they say you can't be all things to all people, but boy, we sure try.
You do a good job.
You know, when we were down
job.
In St. Philip's Plaza, rest their soul, when we moved up the hill, we kind of recreated what acacia was, and we needed to respond to a trend, and that was to go a little bit more casual with both our feel, the atmosphere, and the food.
Right.
You know, the food has always been stellar at Acacia, and we have classics that have stayed on the menu for as long as we've been open, like our chipino, like our roasted pork chop, things like that people, if we took it off the menu, we'd have a riot.
Now, do you still, speaking of riot, I hope you haven't taken this off the menu. Now, do you still have the filet with the chef de Paris butter?
No.
You don't? All right. Chaos is ensuing here.
Well, because we get tired of looking at the same old thing.
I understand. And that's the beauty of Acacia.
And we do. We change it.
Constant change.
You know, and the point that I was trying to make was that we still offer our fine dining menu in the dining room. And then in the bar, we have a pretty comprehensive casual menu where you can get burgers, you can get sandwiches, salads. We've got a beautiful crab Louis right there in front of you. Where can you go in Tucson and get a fresh crab Louis made with Dungeness crab?
Yeah, again, with this beautiful view and this gorgeous environment you have here. And as I said, it's really not about a bar. I mean, this is a lounge that is just, it's beautifully lit. You've got these vibrant red colors here. And again, this wonderful view is just, you've captured sort of the artistry of the foothills in a way that I'm having a hard time putting into words. Now, talk about your hours of operation, because we know, you know, people want to know. You got lunch here, you got dinner here, you got a brunch maybe?
We do. We do lunch 6 days a week, dinner 6 days a week, and we have our Sunday brunch on Sunday from 10 until 2. Or I'm sorry, from 11 till 2 summer hours.
11 o'clock to 2 o'clock
yeah.
for the brunch. Okay,
uh-huh.
Beautiful. So we want to actually give you the opportunity to walk us through some examples of things that you put on your menu that I think uniquely represent the Acacia concept. And we also want to remind our listeners that it's going to be a treat for you here coming up in just a few minutes, because Chef Albert Hall is going to be giving away a gift card. Did they tell you this?
Yeah, they did.
They're going to be giving away a gift card for you to come and experience Acacia for yourself if you're the first person to call in with the right answer to the trivia question. So you want to stick around for that. But we are going to do a little tasting here, and it's a bounty. Chef Albert Hall.
You really don't think I'm going to move these dishes from in front of me, do you?
That you put before us. I don't, frankly, know even where to begin. So knowing that Jim and I haven't eaten probably in a couple of hours, where would you suggest we start first? Our palates are like blank slates.
Well, I think you should heat up your palate with an ice-cold gazpacho.
Oh, gazpacho.
And
we have
gazpacho on our menu, and we serve it with fresh scallops and shrimp and avocado.
So the presentation here right away just invites you into the Chef Albert Hall family. Some beautiful fresh avocado, a gorgeous fresh emerald green lime, some fresh cilantro. This just right off the bat, the presentation is glorious. Served in a beautifully sized, it was like almost like a margarita glass.
That's a Mexican margarita glass.
All right,
yeah.
So I'm going in. I'm going in head first. Talk about the kinds of things that you think we're going to be experiencing here.
Go for it. Well, this isn't your typical gazpacho. It's got a little bit of a twang to it.
Yes.
Now we finish this with a pepper-infused vodka.
And may God bless you. and the Hall family. That's okay. It's one of those things where one's going to nail what it is, but they're going to say, what has Chef done?
It does
this.
Something a little different to it.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's just a little bit of a suggestion of that beautiful spirit with this, a perfect time of year, too.
There's also a little bit of sweetness in this as well, which I find interesting. It's delicious.
Tomato and red pepper.
Yeah. This is a live show, guys. If I have food in my mouth, you have to keep talking.
Okay.
All right, so this is kind of where we want to stay, but...
You're going to have to move on. There's a lot of food.
There's 19 other dishes on the table, and this is only an hour show, but beautiful. This is, again, just the perfect way to start with a meal in Southern Arizona in the summer months. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Almost as beautiful as Jim Cedar is and his firm tannins.
Oh, Jim.
Are you sorry you showed up today?
Why do you keep going back to my firm tannins?
I don't know.
I think you just kind of like the lingo. It's just it kind of right. conjures up an image.
So
do me a favor. Keep the image to yourself.
Okay. It's just between us. So where else are we going, Chef?
Well, next we have a crab Louis. I was talking about that a little bit. Fresh Dungeness crab meat over shredded iceberg lettuce. And we get people that come in here that poo-poo our iceberg lettuce.
No, why? Why is that?
It
defined the wedge salad. No one's poo-pooing a wedge.
No, they're not. And I don't think they would, if James Beard was standing here, since his recipe, I don't think they'd say anything to him.
Okay, so this looks like a beautiful dressing that's cascading over the Dungeness crab.
This is a classic Louis dressing, and it's similar to a Thousand Island dressing, but the difference is it's very light.
Yeah.
And we take whipped cream and we fold it in.
Say that again.
We take whipped cream.
Thank you again.
Whipped
from
cream.
From the bottom of my heart, Albert.
Whipped
all.
Cream, and we fold it into the sauce, and then we top it with capers.
Oh my good lord!
But it's served with quartered boiled eggs, some fresh Wilcox tomatoes.
You're right. When you say lighter than, I guess Thousand Island to the uninformed, but you can't compare. It's lighter. I think it's friendlier. It's more approachable. Dotted with these great capers, just to give you a little bit of that brine, a little bit of that salt. There's actually crab in this crab salad, which is more than I can say with some other crab salads I've had before. Jim, knock yourself out with this. This is gorgeous. Now, this is on the happy hour menu?
It's not on the happy hour menu, but it's on the bar menu.
On the bar menu, I mean. So, again, coming into a bar and into a lounge and seeing something like this, it's not just fried mozzarella sticks in a perforated plastic bread basket. This is a real meal.
Indeed.
On the bar menu.
Indeed.
Okay, we've got about a minute and a half remaining, and we don't want to do a disservice to the other items that you brought out. So we've had this great gazpacho, Dungeness crab salad. What is this work?
This is our signature cioppino. This is one of those items that has been on the menu that I've been serving since the days of Hacienda del Sol.
Right.
So you'll notice it's a southwestern version, a spicy tomato broth. But it's got shrimp,
beautifully
clams,
sized shrimp.
Mussels.
It's got to be like U7s. They're huge.
It's got diver scallops in it. It's got chunks of salmon, chunks of fresh halibut.
Looks
pretty good, doesn't it?
Just a fresh fish just right away.
I hadn't had this in a while, and I had it day before yesterday. It amazes me. It's just so good.
To make it day in and day out and not just enjoy it all the while. I don't know how you do it.
Well,
I
mean, there's too many items on the menu.
Presentation, I think, A+. You take a look at the time. Again, it's so easy to cut corners in the kitchen, but when some people come out and they really want an amazing culinary experience, the presentation, what the plate looks like, is just as important as what
it tastes
like. Here's
the difference between if you can have this presentation and have not so great food, that's not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Not
exactly.
A good thing.
It's got to fulfill.
And there are a lot of places like that, unfortunately. But we pride ourselves on the flavor profile and the classicism of each dish. And then, you know, the presentation is something that we work on that keeps us fresh.
All right, so we're going to do the last tasting when we come back from our commercial.
Fantastic.
And obviously it looks like you've selected a gorgeous. And again, this is something that I defy any one of our listeners to find on another menu. We're going to get into exactly what these babies are all about. But you want to give a chance for one of our listeners to come in here and experience acacia for the first time, for the fifth time. We don't know, but whoever knows the answer to the trivia question, hoping you've given some thought to what that trivia question might be. But what's a good question? Ask our listeners.
Well, I haven't.
You haven't?
I haven't given it any thought at all.
You haven't given it any thought at all.
Okay. So here's what we'll do.
All right.
There have been three incarnations of this particular property. Does anyone know what the first incarnation was?
Good question. Okay, so the first incarnation of this property. Now, are we talking about where we are right now?
Yes.
So you were the
third.
You were the third restaurant in this space where Acacia is now.
Correct.
And you want to know what the first one was?
Yes.
Great question. Wow, we're going to see who's been around Tucson for a while. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST, 880-5678, for a chance to win a gift card for Acacia. Good luck. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live, my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at Acacia. Real food and cocktails on Skyline, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street, making our way across this bounty of joy that Chef Albert Hall has put before us here with our celebrity co-host from the Wine Inquirer, Jim Cedar. Having fun with that cioppino, buddy.
I'm having fun with all of it, and it's just kind of interesting that strategically it's all in front of me.
How did that happen? Well, thank you for listening to the Jim Cedar Show. I'm your celebrity co-host, Matt Russell. Anyway, Chef Albert Hall has shared his majesty with us for this hour, and we've just had it's been a privilege for us to get to know him a little bit better and work our way through the kinds of things that you can expect to see, that you can expect to hear and breathe and smell and enjoy when you come in to Acacia. And speaking of Acacia here on Skyline, just east of Campbell, that's the trivia question of the week. Again, hit us with the question, Albert.
The location where location.
Yes.
So
say
that,
Acacia
that.
Location. Say that three times fast.
Do that fast.
Yeah.
In this particular building there, it has housed three restaurants.
Right.
What was the first restaurant here?
What was the first one? Now, I thought we were going to have a stumper. I thought we were going to have to give a couple of clues, but you know what? Every light at the studio lit up, and we're going to not waste any more time. We're going to go say hi to Brad on line one. Hey, Brad, what's the answer?
The answer is Soleil. S-O-L-E-I-L. Soleil.
Are you French?
No. Did I butcher the pronunciation?
No, that's, you know what? It doesn't matter because you got it.
Oh, Brad, you nailed it. Let me tell you something, Brad. I honestly, I don't know how long you've been in Tucson. I was thinking that we were going to have to give a couple of clues, a couple of hints. The first caller nailed it. Now, let me say, had you ever been to Soleil before, Brad?
Well, I guess I butchered the pronunciation. Yes, I went there one time. Long time.
What happened?
And what was the bonus question, Albert? I mean,
well, wait a minute. Let's find out what happened first. Why only one time?
It was uneventful. It was okay, you know.
Okay, well, then there will be no bonus question.
We'll skip the bonus question.
And we'll go to the next call.
No. The reason we're having fun over here, the reason that we're going on like this is for a short time, for about... I want to say 12 weeks. I was the chef here.
Certainly not the 12 weeks that Brad
signed
at Soleil. I mean, my goodness. Anyway, Brad, I don't know if you've ever been to Acacia before, but you know what? You're in for a huge treat. And when you come into Acacia, be it for lunch or for dinner or for, you know, a brunch, whatever, however you want to experience it, make sure you ask for Chef Albert Hall by name. Say, I'm the guy that butchered the name of the first restaurant that was here. Brad, you're in for a treat. I don't want you to hang up. I want you to stay on the line. And
okay.
Kat back
Thank
in the studio
you.
Is going to get all your information, and we're going to get a gift card out to you in the mail.
Thank you.
So, Chef, the first caller. I'm just amazed. Soleil.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. And that was quite a while ago.
All right, so we got some puppies here to talk about.
Oh,
so our last item for tasting, we've got 3 more minutes left, and I want to make sure we do this justice. Jim Cedar, I mean, I'm going to follow your lead, buddy.
These are our Sonoran pups.
Sonoran
and I'm
going to
describe what are on these. Okay, these are all beef wienerettes on a steamed bun.
All beef wienerettes.
Can we just stop with the wienerettes and have a definition?
Well, because they're little tiny wieners.
Okay,
so
all beef.
Wienerettes.
All beef.
All beef.
None of that
all the time.
Filler or any of that.
All beef
all
the time.
It's the Albert Hall Show. Steamed bun.
We have beans. We have caramelized onions.
Oh, yes, you do.
We have poblano chilies.
Gorgeous.
We have avocado salsa. We have red salsa.
Jeez.
We have pico de gallo. We have mustard. We have mayonnaise. We have queso fresco.
And the kitchen sink is right there.
I think that's all.
and we're about to have Matt stuffing his face.
I wish this was a TV show.
Turn your head sideways.
Okay, is there protocol for this?
Yeah, turn your head sideways. Yeah.
All right.
Because you, yeah.
Come on, Matt. You can do it. You can do it.
That was good. Gringo.
Look at this. Look at that.
Not bad for a gringo.
Okay.
Now, Matt, you must know better.
Didn't
your mother teach you? You never speak with your mouth full.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, visualize he's got half of a hot dog in his mouth.
And he's trying to speak at the same time.
But now, granted, they are small.
The Sonoran pups, you have rocked my world. Beautifully bite-sized. You get two of these, two in order.
Yeah.
The symphony of flavors. Can you use symphony and Sonoran in the same sentence?
You just did.
How can you possibly show so much restraint by not picking up one of these puppies?
Oh, I'm going to wait until we're off the air, and then I'll go for it.
Poblanos, you said?
Poblanos.
Beautiful.
Great show.
Your take on the Sonoran dog, Sonoran pups, all beef. I strongly encourage our listeners to get in here into Acacia and try some of these, again, with a nice cold Dragoon IPA or whatever your craft beer is in mind.
I forgot they have bacon on them, too.
You know something? Bacon makes everything taste so good.
I just thought that was a given.
Albert Hall, sometimes I'm rendered speechless. It's very hard to do, as you know, and this is one of the few times that it's happened. You are a master. We've got about another minute remaining in the show. Make sure that you give all of our listeners a minute exactly. Tell us exactly where you're located and how people can learn more about you. And anything else you want to know our listeners to know.
We are on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, across from La Encantada. We're open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. We've got happy hour 6 days a week, 4 to 8. We've got daily specials going on for the summer. Taco Tuesdays, all-you-can-eat tacos for $10. Comes with a craft beer. Wacky Wednesdays, we have a rotating food and beverage deal. Changes every week. Check the website. Thirsty Thursdays, we got $2 off, you call it, and half off selected bottles of wine.
paella on Fridays. We talked about that. We have our fish fry on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have an early bird special. It's from 4 to 6 p.m., $16.95 for a three-course prefix menu.